Hi, friends. You're here with me for the first episode of Home with Joy. Now, my name is Joy, but I also want you to view your home as a place that you want to dwell in, that you want joy to happen. So even though it's my name, I do believe in having our homes a place where our family wants to be, where our husband wants to come home to, and where our friends want to be also. So I thought our first episode here would be me telling you a little bit about myself. My name is Joy, and I am in my mid-30s. I don't know if that's necessary. But I want you to have an idea of who I am. You know, when people tell their story, maybe even if it's like a season that they went through, it gives you a better connection, doesn't it, of that person? And so I thought I'd do the same thing. You may have seen me on Instagram or maybe Facebook, or maybe you have even received a joy box from my business. Maybe a friend sent you a joy box, or maybe you ordered some coffee from us. So here goes. I was born in Minnesota, born and raised, grew up in a small farm town here in Minnesota. To give you a little view, sometimes isn't it nice to see what people are doing or going through? Okay, I'm sitting in my living room on my couch looking outside at the green leaves and the fluffy white clouds and the blue sky. It's a beautiful, windy day. The sun is finally out. And I hear my boys in the backyard playing baseball, but they couldn't find a baseball because our golden retriever ruins all the balls. So they found a golf ball. So if you hear this ting sound, it's the golf ball hitting the bat. So that's my view and my sounds around me. I do believe in not having my children hidden every time I make an episode. So if I need to do a mothering thing while I talk to you and visit with you, I'll just let them in and I'll answer their question and they can run along. So I was born and raised here in Minnesota in a small town. My parents built a house, lived in there for a while until they found a farmhouse. And so we moved on to 20 acres, farmhouse in a small town. Small town as in, you know, maybe 1,000. Maybe 1,000. Yeah, maybe 2,000. Everyone was a farming family, grew up with all sorts of farmers around us. I loved it. I was homeschooled 5th grade through 10th grade. So a big chunk of my really, those shapeable years. So I have a 13-year-old right now and I look at her and go, oh, okay, that's when I was homeschooled. My kids are our kids. If they're my kids, they're my husband's kids too, just so you know. His name is Aaron. But our kids are homeschooled, and I see my kids living the best life. And I truly have great memories of being homeschooled. You want to talk about unschooling? You hear about unschooling, but people say, oh, but we still do this and this and this and this and this lesson. Oh, no. My schooling was tending goats. I learned animal husbandry at its greatest. My dad was a carpenter. He started his own business after working for the union for a while, and I had to take care of all the animals. I loved it, though. So I learned to milk goats, deliver goats in the middle of the night. My mom and I did that together. A couple of us, there's four siblings. There's four of us in the family, brothers and sisters, but I had a passion for animals. So I was down in that barn milking goats, playing with them, showing them at the county fair. I learned everything about goats, body parts, anatomy, everything. Up in the kitchen, up in the house, I would bake bread along with my mom. There was no certain this is your lesson today. It was, we need to make 8 loaves of bread. There's baking and cooking. I don't think there was ever a, and this is how you put this together. I was just around. I was watching. And that's what I remember the most. Sitting here today, cooking and baking with my kids, I let them in the kitchen, even though they make messes, more messes than we could, and it takes 10 times as long. Let them be in the kitchen with you. Tell yourself, be patient, keep your mouth shut, and let them be in the kitchen and smile about it. Even if you have to fake it, let them help you or let them be around. Because right now, you know what I realize is I have an 11 and a 13-year-old that bake and cook right now. And it's only because I let them in the kitchen, not because we had formal lessons. So growing up was great. I loved homeschooling. I was sent back to high school for a couple more years, which I did not enjoy as much as homeschooling, that's for sure. And I think that must have just grown in my heart enough that when my husband and I got married and we started having kids and our oldest was 5, I panicked a little, wondering why would we send her off to school if she just got to the age where we just want to hang out and communicate and she's not just throwing tantrums all day. So that's kind of how homeschooling started. I think it was built in me. It was something that was in my heart. It was pretty wonderful. So we still homeschool to this day. Our oldest is 13. Our next one, so we have a girl that's 13, a boy that's 11, another boy that's 9, and a girl that's 6. And we have 4 children. So that is a part of who I am. But born and raised in Minnesota, went off to a Bible college in Montana, Montana Wilderness School of the Bible, right after high school, because I was independent enough that I'm like, I want to get out of here. So I did. So I went out, had a lot of fun, came back home, worked, and honestly, what was on my mind is I want to get married. I want a family. That's what was on my mind and my heart. Some people, you know, they wanted to do a career. What college are you going to? I was very confident in who I was. I knew I didn't want to go to a college. Why would I go to college if I don't want to do a career path? I was pretty confident in holding a job as a barista or holding a job mucking out stalls. I wanted a family and I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. So I found Aaron when I was 21 and I got married at 22. So we've been married for 14 years. You can do the math on how old I am. and so I had a passion to get, to start a family. I really did. That was on my mind and my heart, quite a bit when I was younger. What else could I share with you? So homeschooling laid a big, it made a huge difference in my life when I was younger. I loved animals. I always thought I was going to be a vet until I realized how much schooling that is. And I'm like, that I'm not that person. So what I see in my life when I grew up and I noticed my kids, certain ones that are not, quote unquote, driven, not I'm going to go to school and I'm going to do this. I almost celebrate that because you know what I want to celebrate. Well, I am celebrating that, but what I see in them is them not fitting the mold of society. That's one of the great things about homeschooling. I never wanted to fit the mold. A lot of kids were going to a 4-year school as I was growing up, but I didn't want to do that. And I was pretty confident in saying, I'm not going to school to just figure things out, you know? What a waste of money. It just wasn't who I was. And I was so thankful to get married young because it was the Lord knew. The Lord knew what I needed and what Aaron needed too. It was on his mind and his heart in earnest prayers to be married also, to have a wife and children. So we noticed both of our prayers. That's a wonderful topic too coming up I should do, is talking about praying for your spouse. Teaching our kids to pray for your spouse before they even meet. Oh, it's a beautiful thing to pray for them. So we are here in Minnesota. My husband went off to college and did schooling down in Texas and came back home, found me. We're about 7 years apart. So we always say we had to wait until I got to a decent age where he could marry me because he was 28 when we got married. It was just perfect timing. We had Elsie, our oldest, shortly after, a year after we had her. So that's a little bit about me. We are still in Minnesota. We love it here. I'll share more about the winters and how we survive. You know, I view it as when we went down to visit our friends in Texas in the month of August. That was horrendous. I don't know how you guys do it. I think it's the same thing. Us in winters, you stay inside, you get other things done. You don't spend your whole entire days outside, you know? And thankfully, Minnesotans, we kind of know what we're doing. It's just built into us. You go and look for those snow pants now in September. You go and stock up on firewood way before winter hits. You get ready, you pick up your grass and your lawn and get ready for oodles and oodles of snow because we all know what's coming. And we just kind of have this change of mindset of winter's coming. We spend time outside until winter comes. That's also ties in with homeschooling. I always say we do our schoolwork when everybody else, my husband says, when everybody else has a snow day and they stay home, we are at home doing school. So when we're kind of trapped inside, like I say, we do school and games and movies. On really nice days, we don't do a typical formal school day at all. I believe in childhood at its greatest is outside in nature, being creative, playing games, go with the flow. I think that's exactly who I, you know how you are when you were a kid. Sometimes you end up raising your children the same way if you had a really good experience. And I think that's no root beer. That's what I'm doing is I want to raise my kids how I grew up, and I think it's a pretty wonderful life, instilling in them animal husbandry, taking care of animals, enjoying outside, learning all these basic skills. I'm by no means a green thumb gardener. I am learning every year on what to do, and that actually doesn't come very strongly to me. I would rather be out with animals, intending all the animals all day than even planting a garden. I know, can you imagine? But I know I need to plant a garden because I have four children to feed and myself and a hubby. And I do believe in natural living. I do believe in making our food or buying good food that's nourishing to us. And that will definitely be topics along the way too of how to feed your family on a budget. I am all about budgets. I am not someone that keeps track of every single cent, but I am somebody that looks at our cupboards and our pantry and our freezers and says, we're not going to the grocery store for another 2 weeks because we could eat all of this until it's empty. Yep. I believe in being frugal, but I will not compromise on the nutrition of food. So, thank you for joining me for Home with Joy. I hope you can fill your home with joy today. I hope you can look around and see the many blessings. And if you can't find one, look harder because I know there's one blessing there. No matter what season, what type of season you're going through, God definitely sees you. Don't worry, he hasn't turned a blind eye to you. He knows what you're going through. He sees you and he will see you through the season. And you know what's the greatest part about going through a season is allowing yourself to go through it. Don't resist it because you will come out the other side of that season stronger. Because you know what? Another season is heading your way. And not that it's going to be a bad season. Okay, I don't want you to label seasons as bad, but I also want you to look at it as, oh, so this is going to grow my character. Okay, this is a year I am learning all about perseverance, Lord. Help me. You know, we need to go through these, but don't resist it. You can cry. You can have naps. You can have easy years. As in taking a break from everything. It's okay to say no to get-togethers. But you need to have your body and your mind heal. Rest in Jesus. Read his word. I will talk to you soon, friends. Bye.